Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 22nd day of February 2018. It is 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 29 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 31 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's just nasty old cold frickin' winter. I mean, snowing. It's going to snow all week. It's here. This is just the beginning of our 6 months of winter, the way I'm looking at it. It'll be clear into July or something. That being said, New Year's crying over the weather, and Trump just held another roundtable meeting with leaders from around the country, you know, in Georgia, and he's committed blatant, in-your-face attack on your Bill of Rights, and we're going to cover that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Like I said, we're here to indict one Donald J. Trump for high treason today. I had to really hurry this up because it occurred. We only had a short time to try to cut the pieces out of it. But at the end, there was one part the video I watched when it was going live where he said, get the guns, or take the guns, take the guns, take the guns. He said it three times. And like I said, we had to hurry to get this put together, so I couldn't search the whole thing. But I'm thinking that was cut out of there. We're going to find out. But at any rate, this is plenty right here.
There's nothing more important than protecting our children. We had a really incredible meeting yesterday with some of the families that have suffered so gravely in different places, not only in Florida. As you know, Columbine, and it was a very sad situation. But I will tell you, background checks. I called many senators last night, many congressmen, and Jeff and Pam and everybody in this room. I can tell you, Curtis, they're into doing background checks that they wouldn't be thinking about maybe 2 weeks ago.
Just right there. That is infringement on the second article. The second article is plain. It says absolutely a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear their arms shall not be infringed. And that includes your goddamn background checks. And you're charging us to exercise a right, you goddamn dictator.
Go. We're going to do strong background checks. We're going to work on getting the age up to 21 instead of...
Now, on this, getting the age up to 21, I seen an interview with Marco Rubio. You know, he was on the Communist News Network town hall meeting last night. And they showed a clip of it where, talking about this issue here with 18 years old. You know, you can go buy a gun. You can vote. You're of age. Okay, so Marco Rubio says, and this is his, I quote him, what this dirty little, this son of a bitch that's of two communist Cuban parents, a communist Cuban sitting in our goddamn Senate. This is what the son of a bitch said. He said that he had a big problem. He didn't like the fact that an 18-year-old could buy a rifle. He said that, quote, I will support any legislation that takes away that right. He said it, takes away that right. You dirty little communist son of a bitch. That is high treason. The words, they're convicted on their words, people. I had to throw that in there because I heard that little son of a bitch say it. Take that right was what the son of a bitch said.
Instead of 18. We're getting rid of the bump stocks.
Again, the infringement. You can't even do the most terrible implements of the soldier is the birthright of an American. Every goddamn bit of it, including a bump stop or a fully automatic machine gun if we want one. Infringement, treason.
And we're going to be focusing very strongly on mental health because here's a case of mental health. Part of the problem is we used to have mental institutions, and I said this yesterday. We had a mental institution where you take a sicko like this guy. He was a sick guy, so many signs, and you'd bring him to a mental health institution. Those institutions are largely closed because communities didn't want them. Communities didn't want to spend the money for them. So you don't have any intermediate ground. You can't put him in jail because he hadn't done anything yet, but you know he's going to do something.
Pre-crime. You know he's going to do something. Because, this is what the goddamn communists did in the Soviet Union, people. This is bullshit. This is a direct violation of the due process clauses in your Bill of Rights.
So we're going to be talking seriously about opening mental health institutions again. In some cases, reopening. I can tell you in New York, the governors in New York did a very, very bad thing when they closed our mental institutions, so many of them. You have these people living on the streets. And I can say that in many cases throughout the country, they're very dangerous. They shouldn't be there. So we're going to be talking about mental institutions. And when you have some person like this, you can bring them into a mental institution. And they can see what they can do, but we got to get them out of our communities. So with that being said, I'd like to ask the very talented people around this table to just introduce themselves quickly and say a few words, and maybe we can start off with Pam Bondi. Pam,
thanks, President. Thank you. I'm Pam Bondi, Attorney General of Florida, and Mayor, thank you. I know you're going through a lot now. President, she was there that night with me. I think you were there with me until 3:30 in the morning when all these families were being notified, and it was horrific. So I know you've been through a lot, so thank you so much.
Great job.
I have a couple issues that I'll wait. Do I talk about them now?
Talk
or
about them.
Later?
Yeah, you can talk.
Well, one, it addresses some of the things you said. In Florida, it's called the Baker Act, but it's our Civil Commitment Act, and it's weak. And it's about 1,000 pages long, and I've had my Solicitor General on it for 3 days now working on it. We're rewriting it along with Governor Scott, who's
good.
You're going to meet with him. He's going to give you a ton of good information. We've been rewriting it, and we are going to bring in something called the Gun Violence Restraining Order. So if someone is civilly committed, typically you can hold them for up to 72 hours, but people are getting out within 24 hours, the majority of them. So what we want to do is let law enforcement come in and take the guns.
Good.
They're a danger to themselves.
Which you can't do
others.
Right now.
Well, they're, because, without being adjudicated. So because.
without being adjudicated. That is your procedural due process of the law. The fifth article states, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. Now, Wayne Lapierre, that dirty little treasonous bastard, he talked about this. He talked about the fact that the socialists are trying to remove the due process of the law in these infringements. But here, at the end of this thing, Trump said that, you know, Lapierre, when he was being questioned by the mainstream propagandists, he said that, you know, he talked to him over to NRA, and they're going to get on board with this, people. These are the people you're sending your millions to defend your goddamn rights when you know you're going to have to do it yourself. But let's find out about this new due process of the law we're going
to
get.
Adjudicated, so because they're a danger to themselves.
You want them to take the guns and not go through 6 months of legal trials and everything.
Exactly. But we also have to give the mentally ill the due process in which they...
Declared mentally ill, and then you get due process. Do you see what I'm saying here, people? You're putting the horse before the cart. You don't get to arrest me and take me in and then decide, and you know, on the assumption of my guilt, and then you get due process after you've done, or what they're calling due process, after you've done seized my property? Let's read the fourth article. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects, I think that would include your guns, against unreasonable searches and seizures, shall not be violated. And the standard for that is, no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons to be seized. And that means you've got to sign an affidavit saying that I've committed a crime, that you have an actual cause to be there. This is the goddamn Soviet Union coming to life right in front of your eyes in the United States.
In which they deserve. President. So what we're doing is they're going to be able to take the guns when they're taken into custody or into the hospital, and then when they're released, within 24 hours or 72 hours later, typically it's 24 hours, but law enforcement will have 72 hours to determine
to actually go to a fucking court. 72 hours to go to actually go to one of their courts, one of the admiralty courts.
Whether they should give those guns back or they can go to a judge and say, Your Honor, please keep these guns.
We feel this person is still. No evidence. It's just a god. I mean, I'm telling you people, this, you better get ready. You better lock and load. You better get ready to defend your goddamn rights in your life.
A danger to himself or others.
So this would not have worked the way it's currently constituted. This would not have worked with Cruz. As it's currently constituted.
As it's currently written.
So you're going to make changes?
We're going to make changes. And one other thing we're doing about the reporting, President, which is huge. This is a big issue.
And this is a big issue. You listen close to what this bitch is getting ready to say.
We need a clearinghouse, and that's what we've all been discussing. And we have created, and several of my counterparts have done it around the country, but we're the biggest state doing it. It's an app, because kids now are on social media. And there were so many warning signs on Snapchat, on Twitter, on Instagram, and they were posting them, they were sending them, but to all different sources. We're going to have, and we just got it written in our House and Senate budget, it'll cost at least $500,000 a year to fund this. But what it does, kids, and so I met with 10 students, and they loved it, and they said...
Remember the Khmer Rouge. Look what they're getting ready, this power. They're getting ready to hand these kids to take away your procedural due process.
And they said, I'm empowering them. Three of them are my graphic designers. They're going to design the icon. Some are going to name it. They're helping us with it. But it'll cost probably about $100,000 maximum to develop. That's all in our budget. So what kids can do now, they can automatically send something that says, I'm going to buy a gun, just like Cruz was doing. I'm going to do this. And one of the girls who I met with, one of the students, told me he had been doing this since middle school. He had bullied her, and she reported it. So it will all, they can instantly, and they can do it with anonymity.
Anonymity. That is a unanimous, an unanimous tip. You got that? An anonymous tip, and they're coming to your house, they're going to take your guns, they're going to take you, and they're going to take you over to the mental hospital, and the next day, if you can even walk straight, you can go in front of a judge and contest it.
Anonymity. Put it in this app.
Good.
It'll go in the app, and it'll go to
one
house with state law enforcement in Florida.
Well, Mr. President, as you know, you last year had identified serious mental illness as one of the core priorities at HHS.
That's right.
Already. And that involved funding, and also involved creating the Interdepartmental Coordinating Committee around Serious Mental Illness to pull all the resources of the federal government together around these issues. And I've enjoyed the discussion so far this morning with these experts around some of the areas of how we're building our future agenda here to really tackle these issues of serious mental illness around the issues of violence. One of those areas is education. What can we do better to assist educators and parents and first responders on dealing with serious mental illness situations? Second is, what can we do around screening and identification of those at risk for serious mental illness? The third is treatment, both preventive treatment for those who are recently diagnosed, but also those who are in imminent risk of danger to themselves or others. And that might involve involuntary issues, as we talked about earlier.
Involuntary medications. So what we're talking about here, people, is one of these little snots through their app. I mean, they could take a portion of a comment, a portion of a tweet, a portion of an email, and they could run it through this little app to the state that states, oh, the little children, you need to watch The Killing Fields if you have not, and send it to them. They come to your door without warrant, and they take you, and they take your goddamn guns. They take you down to the mental institution where they can forcibly drug you, and then you can go before a judge. What do you think about that? Do you think that that's high treason? Because I'm here to tell you it is. And he, at the end of it, like I said, he said that he talked to his buddies over at the NRA, and they're going to go right along with all this shit. So, like I said, you get ready to defend your goddamn rights in your life. Lock and load. That's what this son of a bitch thinks he's going to come and... this is the removal of your goddamn... Well, we talk about it all the time. What is the real attack on us? It is the procedural due process. It's not saying that we can just do this. We can do this in violation of your goddamn rights. That dirty son of a bitch, he's showing his international communist colors. And, you know, this is all groovy. Just they need to get... See, this is the sleazy way they will go about it, though, so that they can try to take this and try to attack individuals. When they come to your house without a goddamn warrant because some little snot... on the goddamn app, put a party. I don't care. You got the freedom to say any goddamn thing you want in this goddamn country. If they want to charge you, try to charge you with something. It takes an individual to charge you with a crime against that individual. There's no pre-crime. This is the. I'll tell you people what. The people who put the fourth and fifth articles and the rest who put this Bill of Rights together, the fourth article was to make sure this never happened. This is what happened in jolly old England. Somebody got a hard on for somebody. They made an allegation, an anonymous allegation, and they were ran through the court, stripped of all their property, jailed for years until maybe after years had come to find out they didn't do it. Well, oh, gee, that's years of your life gone. That is why this was put in our Bill of Rights. And by God, we better fight for it. I'm here to tell you. Mainstream media now praising Trump as he flip-flops and promises tyrannical gun control. And that's exactly what I just heard. This is clear off the reservation, people. This is a declaration of war. And like I've told you guys before, they'll go into the inner city and find an apartment full of little kids living in their own feces. And they'll make a goddamn law because we got to do, look at this. Look what we have to stop this. You got to give us power to stop this. And what they really want that power for is so they can go out in the suburbs where good people live and they can take their children because they won't vaccinate them or because they won't let them become a communist and a part of the communist system because they decide they want to homeschool them. Keep them out of the filth and the programming. This is the same thing. They're talking about them poor little snot-nosed bastards. You know, I don't give a shit about them kids. You know, I like them less every time I see the little son of a bitches. These are the future communists. And you're talking about this 21 years old to get a gun. During that first one, when they had all these little bastards in there and their parents, one of them was a Jew, and the Jew said, well, in Israel, you can't have a gun until you're 27 after the proper training. So Israel, again, dictated this. This is coming right out of Tel Aviv, by the way. They need to disarm us because the people in this country have figured them son of a bitches out. But I'm here to tell you, it ain't going to work. Because, their theory here, even with these children, when they're talking about this and their little pea brains, it's going through their head. We write it down on a piece of paper and they're just going to come and lay all the guns down. Then we got them. You really think so? You will pay hell for each and every gun. You have 100 of you will die for every gun, and there's 300 million of them. You got enough? Do you got enough? You need to step up and do it. Mainstream media praises Trump as he flip-flops, promising tyrannical gun control, and sure as hell. This is from Free Thought Project, and there's a lot about this I don't like, but it was sent in by Jamal, and there's a lot of it that's truth in there, and there's a lot playing both ways in the other. If there is one thing consistent about President Donald Trump, it is his inconsistencies. No, it's his goddamn sleazy, worming, goddamn double-talk conning is what it is. It's not inconsistencies. This is all premeditated. This is plans worked out in a think tank, and he's just another meat puppet like them kids, like that town hall meeting. I watched one little part of it when I was flicking back through the channels. And this girl, she's going to ask a real hard question, staring at that goddamn phone as her communist hand feeding her what to say. So it's a kid saying it, so you got to take it, you see. I would have said, fuck you, and walked out of that place. And fuck all you little twerps. You're going to end up dead because you're a bunch of goddamn communists, and we're not going to allow it in this country. Inconsistencies. Since he was elected, Trump has reneged on promises not to go into Afghanistan. This is what I'm talking about, the mealy mouth, and not to go into Afghanistan, putting America first and eliminating Obamacare. Well, you stopped too soon, didn't you? How about every one of them's gone? I'm getting rid of DACA on day one. You see, they leave this shit out because these people have their own political agenda too at the Free Thought Project. This was all predictable. However, a recent move this week by the Trump administration has even his most ardent lapdogs crying out gun control. After the tragic shooting in Florida, which was, people may have been killed. I really don't know. It was a Mossad operation right there in that Jew shithole, a Jew boar's nest is what it is. After the tragic shooting in Florida last week, Trump took to the limelight to begin banning and controlling. Up first on the agenda was the bump fire stock. It didn't matter at all to the president that the bump fire stock wasn't used in the Florida shooting, but he took to moving to ban it anyway. Of course he did, because this is all pre-planned. This is the shooting, all of it, pre-planned. This was pre-planned months, maybe as much as a year ago. Make no mistake about it. At this point in the ballgame, this is what we're going to do, because he's going to get done what Obama couldn't do. I told you people that. That is what that's why that son of a bitch was put in there. Now, when he gets into these schools and stuff, when he gets in federal goddamn government with this gun control shit down into the schools, how close are you to a school? Because that's how close they're going to be to you. So you better get ready. The White House released a memo Tuesday that indicates Trump has directed the Justice Department to draw up legislation to ban firearm modifiers. Zero authority. The ninth article says nothing created by the Constitution, including the presidency, can have the authority to touch our God, to even talk about our second article right. Firearm modifiers, including the bump stock used in the Las Vegas massacre. Really? Which one? The one down on the streets? And which one of the four casinos are we talking about here? It's just like they're bringing up Sandy Hoax now. Just like, proven. It's a goddamn false flag. And you think that old Trumpy didn't know that? Doesn't know it right now? Didn't know it all along? You think Trump didn't know that there was goddamn Mossad shooters down in the goddamn street shooting people and in two or three different casino hotels? You think he doesn't know that? You think they're keeping it from him? You know, you people who went out and did this, went out and voted and put this prick in, you're responsible for all of this, and you're going to be held responsible. Make no mistake about it. What you have done is committed treachery against the rest. You're going to cost lives that wouldn't have been sacrificed otherwise, you sons of bitches, and you're going to answer up for it. We know who every one of you are, because every click of the computer, everything's on record. Don't forget that. And we're going to be going through those records when we take this country back. And if any of you are left alive, we're going to be coming to pay you a fucking visit. Make no mistake about it. Fox News then confirmed with the DOJ that the department is acting, quote, quickly on the president's order. Yeah, you got to move this shit fast. And I told you guys that this stuff would come like a tidal wave, that once he got his heels dug in and everybody had figured out who that son of a bitch is, it's a sprint to the finish line now. The department understands this is a priority for the president and has acted quickly to move through the rulemaking process. Rulemaking process. We're making rules. Our rules are taking away your rights. We're making rules. We have the authority to do that. No, by God, you don't. It is fucking forbidden by the ninth article. We're making rulemaking, people. Not even goddamn laws. We're going to make some rules that take away your rights. You going to let them do it? Spokesman Sarah Isger, Flores said, we look forward to the results of that process as soon as it is duly completed. And don't forget the goddamn NRA. I mean, all this bullshit, and this is the, you know, even from their supposed enemies, you know, trying to hype it up like it's the NRA. They got 5 million people out here. That it's the 40 million of us that are tired of this shit and are ready to go. And they're using it just like Alex Jones tried to use Bunkerville for to push politics, to help get goddamn Trump in. Like, I'm controlling this. And that's the same with the NRA. Lapierre, I'm going to have to unleash this whole goddamn 40 million of them on you. All I got to do is say something. No, Lapierre. You're one of the first son of a bitches. We're coming after you, bastard. You treasonous piece of shit. Make no mistake, you're going to swing, buddy. This move also got him praise from the Washington Post, of course. All the remember how they hated him? That's why everybody elected him, because, man, now all them communists, they hate him. That must be the guy. No, they're tricking you. They're telling you that's why they're doing this. That's why they're pretending that, no, they hate him, and so that's who I'm going to vote for. I'm going to go vote. Go vote. You did it, didn't you? Did they really hate him, or were they playing you like the goddamn fool you are? Better turn that down a little bit. I'm getting loud. This move also got him praise from the Washington Post, who took time out of their day to stop bashing Trump over Russian conspiracies, which was all a goddamn cover, people. It was all just it was a game they were playing with. It's like, you know, you go and watch Ocean's 11 or one of these big con game things like Ruthless People, where they're playing these elaborate scams on people. That's what this is. It just was an elaborate scam. And you being the suckers, stupid asses, even after you've been burned so many times, just some people are just too goddamn stupid to be breathing, in my opinion. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We'll get back into this as soon as we return from our bottom of the hour break. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Take your brain. It's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. Because I'm the one.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Head high, protest line, freedom scribbled on your sign. Headline, New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret. With the NSA, the God we trust, or the CIA, standing on the edge of a revolution. We'll be right back.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time. And that was Edge of Revolution by Nickelback. We listened to there at the break, and we were way behind on what we need to be doing. I mean, I guess if it's gun confiscation that you want, that's what's got to be your trigger, as they like to put it these days. Well, your trigger has been pulled. What now? We were on Main Street Media, and there's something I was going to bring up. Oh, yeah. Think about this. Now, there's 21, you know, raising the age to buy a long gun to 21 years old. And when they have no authority. Again, anything to do with the second article, they have no authority. It's expressly put forth in the ninth article. You cannot do it. You do not have the authority. Yet they're saying, we got some 14, 15, 16-year-olds down here demanding that we take a right away from these men and women when they turn 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old. These little children are going to remove your rights. How do you people that are 18, 19, and 20 years old feel about that? You might want to think about it. Where were we here? Let me see. Okay, we as WAPO reports, President Trump on Tuesday signaled an openness to modest gun control measures. Zero authority, cannot do it, does not have the authority, is acting as a rogue, and it is our duty to shut his ass down. And you watch old LaPierre, because he was talking about the gun control measure. You know, he was bragging about the fact that the background checks were facilitated by the NRA. They're the ones that got him put in place. He was bragging about it, people. He has no authority. They had no authority. He's a goddamn traitor for ever even bringing it up. He is the one that removed your due process of the law. He's the one who said you're going to pay to exercise a right that I can't even talk to you about. He's a dirty son of a bitch, and he deserves to hang. Following what he called an evil massacre, Laura had she just put up, you guys can go see it, but it was like the signing of the Constitution. There was all of them around it, and it goes, that is, unless there's a real terrible or something tragedy, and then it's all goes, and none of the, all this is pretty much null and void. And that's what they're trying to tell you right here in your face, like you're goddamn too stupid or too cowardly to do anything about it. At a South Florida high school last week that left 17 dead and prompted passionate calls from teenagers who have no voice. You don't have a voice. Your parents are your voice. You've got a bitch. You take it to your parents because they are the adults and they are the ones that are sovereigns that can voice their displeasures, or they can voice some treason about my guns and I can have them hung. Teenagers, really. Like I said, you need to watch The Killing Fields. And see, this is communism 101. And turn the power over to the little idiots who have no life experience, who don't have a goddamn clue what they're talking about, but they'll mimic what they're told by the people they admire. You know, those Marxists? However, the Post went further, alluding to the fact that Trump will likely go further than bump stocks. In private, he has indicated that he might do more, telling advisors and friends in recent days that he is determined to push for some sort of gun control. Zero authority, has no authority. No one in the government has that authority. I can't take your goddamn guns. You can't take mine without going through those procedures and that Bill of Rights, without meeting that criteria for the procedural due process. And if we can't do it, we sure as hell couldn't have delegated no power to do it, could we? Not to mention that the ninth article makes it goddamn clear. No power can exist in the government that can do it. Gun control legislation, according to people familiar with the conversation, the Post reported. Trump himself even tweeted out that he wants Republicans and Democrats to come together. This is quote, I seen it. Come together for gun control. Remember him saying, we're going to go by the Constitution. Yeah, he's going by the Constitution with the Bill of Rights removed from it. Because the Constitution with the Bill of Rights removed from it is an aristocracy. And he's at the top. A corporate aristocracy. And it needs to be run out of this country just like King George was. Axios also reported that Trump has, quote, told associates that he doesn't think high school kids should be able to buy guns. Well, that's what Marco Rubio said. He didn't think that an 18-year-old should be able to buy a gun, so he's ready to back legislation to take that right away. You have no authority, you dirty little Cuban communist son of a bitch, and neither do you, Herr Trump. And is open to the idea of imposing a minimum purchase age of 21 for guns like those used in the Florida high school massacre. No authority. You can't do it. You never had that authority. No president's ever had it. No Congress has ever had it. No Senate has ever had it. No judicial, absolutely, government judicial has ever had even the right to talk about it. By that logic, Trump should also raise the age of joining the... See, this is here to come back with their goofy ass. Instead of saying, you have no authority, you can't do it, we'll shoot your ass. We got to come up and play these goddamn stupid games. By that logic, Trump should also raise the age of joining the military to 21, too. That was a good one. According to other reports, Trump is also mulling the idea of banning the private sale of guns altogether. Oh, by dictate with zero power. This is goddamn, this is telling you this is insurrection. This is sedition right in your face. They're telling you to shove that Bill of Rights right up your ass. We'll do as we please. Are you going to let them? This move to push for gun control should come as no surprise, as AFTP reported in December, and an example of how both parties are willing to completely compromise their ostensible principles to further the agenda of usurping your rights. Now, there is a goddamn statement, a true statement. What do you know? It seems they don't hate each other as much as you think they do when they're all getting together to take your goddamn Bill of Rights away from you. Huh? The Republican-controlled House voted to federalize gun laws across the country. That's reciprocity, people. And this is going to be a part of it. That's what I'm talking about. It's not just going to be the little kiddies who can get the app on their phone and take, I mean, every little prick troll on the goddamn internet, anything you write, they can just take that little section out of there and send it in there, and you can wait for them to come knocking on your door, and you better be ready. You better be locked. You better be loaded, because they're going to try exactly what they did back in 1775. They thought they were going to go out and just terrorize. To be, just come in brutally and with force. But the God, you see, when they show up with all this shit, they can't be where every one of us is at the same time. They do not have what the necessary equipment or people to do this to us, unless we just sit there and let them one at a time. When they do it the first time, you better attack. You better see that they don't make it out of your town. They go and hit one of your people, you better shoot them up. They better be like that goddamn British army coming out of Lexington and Concord. You better shoot their asses up on the way out of town. Don't let none of them live. Kill every goddamn one of them. This is an attack on your freedoms and your liberties without question. Controlled House voted to federalize laws across the country. That's reciprocity. And how many years have I been telling you? A couple of years now? I've been telling you about the laws they're putting in place in California, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, all of these goddamn infringement, blatant, in your face, goddamn, on your second article, infringements. And now they're going to sit down and we're going to have reciprocity. That is a equalization. The law is going to be the same across the board. And it's for you, because you have a right to have the laws all the same. You have a right to have the infringements bound to you no matter where you live. You should be able to be infringed upon. You see what I mean? It's your right. You voted it in, didn't you? Across the country, not only was the bill, which makes it easier for the federal government to disarm the citizens, voted for by the alleged pro-Second Amendment Republicans, but it was also supported by, come on, people, you know who, the NRA. Those dirty son of a bitches. You think that they don't know what that second article says and what the ninth article says, and know that all this shit is sedition, this is treason against us? Because I'm here to tell you they do. We got to see them hang. We got to see LaPierre hang. We got to see old Ted Nugent hang. Being hanging with his guitar in his hand. What do you say? So why is it that conservatives are freaking and liberal mainstream media is now praising Trump? Well, because it was all a fucking act, wasn't it? It was all a con. This is the end of the con, where you look around and everything's gone, and they got you and they're out of town. Ho, ho, ho. Well, Trump, just like every other president in the last 100 years, is subject to the status quo, the ruling elite, and the deep state establishment. Well, he is. And remember the swamp? He dove in the swamp. He was the biggest creature in there now. The last 3 presidents, in fact, have explicitly run on platforms of non-intervention, only to be elected and flip-flop on every one of their promises. Duh! Duh! How many of you people are reading this going, yeah? I mean, how many times is it going to happen? How many times? I mean, it was clear enough to a whole lot of people, to 75% of the population, that this is all bullshit. We shouldn't be participating in this. It's aiding and abetting an occupation in our country. But you dumb ass, oh, you smart people. I got the right to vote, Slee. I ain't got a fucking brain, but I got the right to vote. The right of citizens, I'm not a citizen, to protect themselves becomes second chair to the desire of the state to force citizen compliance. I'm not a citizen. I ain't complying. Even if Trump was genuine on his promise, there'd be no way he would ever be able to follow through. The unelected deep state in Washington has simply become far too powerful to be changed. And it's been that way for a whole long time, and any notion to the contrary was retarded. Which is why sites like the Free Thought Project, and you guys ain't too smart either, and the Amenity Activist Post, We Are Change, Storms Cloud Gathering. See, these are the guys who are the front line bullshit. You're goddamn compromisers too, you bastards. And Colbert Report, really? And others within the alternative media, no, you're just a different shade of the mainstream, have been predicting this since day one. As in the case, after every single time a crazed maniac causes a tragedy using firearms, politicians and their supporters come out of the woodwork to demand Americans give up their guns. Sadly, as is the case every single time, the citizens who support giving up their right to self-defense miss the bigger picture. Yeah, you've already missed the bigger picture. It has nothing to do with self-defense. It is. The second article is there to take out the tyrants that would rule over you, that would usurp your form of government, self-government. When law-abiding citizens turn in their guns, only government and criminals have them. Oh, no. These people are fucking geniuses. They've done figured it out, man. They've discovered uranium. I want to follow them. The irony here is so glaringly ridiculous that it almost hurts. With the exception of the non-conservative tyrant class, most of the people calling for Americans to disarm are not supportive of the current administration. No, the people that count in this country are the 75% that aren't even playing this fucking game. We don't see no Republicans. We don't see no Democrats. We don't see no conservatives. We don't see no liberals. We see the law. We see that the law is broken, that there is no law, that our law has been removed, and by God, we're going to put it back in place. Arguably, many of the people calling for Americans to be disarmed are also the ones taking stands against racist police tactics and brutality. Well, yeah. I mean, dude, but you're trying to see, they're trying to mix us up because you can see both of the camps. Last night, you could see it by looking at CPAC. You know, the conservative, big old bug to do they do every year. And then on the other channel, they had the communist goddamn town hall meeting. There were your 2 camps. We're supposed to join one of those camps, each and every one of us, and go out and kill each other so they can get us back under control. I say we kill them, son of a bitches, at all. And we live freely and happily ever after. The disconnect happens here. People who dislike Donald Trump, who rightfully so, call out the problem of police brutality in America, want to give all the guns in the country to Donald Trump and the police. No, we don't. Who are you talking? Oh, you're talking about the communists. Are you one in the communist camp here, buddy? Are you in that goddamn Fabian socialist camp, that national socialism camp? You know, the robber baron camp, the Masonic dirty church cabal camp. Which one are you in, buddy? Because you're not. You see, they talk around all the people. They talk around the 75%, the true power in this country. It ain't no 5 million goddamn 5 million, 40 million son of a bitches out here loaded for bear and sick of your shit. That's what you better be thinking about. None of you are fooling us. None of you. The bottom line is that government, historically speaking, is the most violent entity in the world, and that's a goddamn fact. In the 20th century alone, governments were responsible for 260 million deaths worldwide. That number is greater than all the deaths from illicit drugs use, STDs, homicides, traffic accidents throughout the last 100 years combined. And this is who we want to have all the guns. Well, no, nobody who said that. Well, you must be talking to your buddies over there in the communist camps. All I can think of, because you sure as hell ain't talking to me. What happened in Las Vegas and in Florida was tragic. What happened in Las Vegas was a goddamn Mossad operation, CIA, and what happened in Florida no doubt was the same. And naturally, good people want to prevent it from happening in the future, so they search for solutions. There is no solutions other than arming all the people and getting the hell out of our way, giving us our common law back, we're taking our goddamn common law. When we get our courts back, I guarantee you we'll settle this shit in a couple of weeks. There'll be some dead bodies, and there'll be some people hanging from the light poles, but by God, it will be settled, and it will be peaceful afterwards. However, the reality is that disarming law-abiding infringement-abiding citizens does nothing to stop the next crazed criminal from... See, they're taking this... They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Crazed criminals from taking innocent lives. But what about Australia? Indeed, what about Australia? They gave up the guns and shooting fatalities declined. On the surface, this is technically correct. Australia's anti-gun campaign and propaganda, they don't have a Bill of Rights. Never had it. They've always been under a king, just like Canada. They ain't us. They didn't shoot the goddamn king out of their country and declare their rights at the barrel of a gun. We did, and we're about to declare them again. After a mass shooter killed 35 people in one heinous act of murder, the tragedy took place in 1996 in the city of Port Arthur. Following the crime, and in the wake of national agony, then Prime Minister John Howard moved to take back all the guns. You think if there would have been a referendum across that country that the Australians would have said voted to have their guns taken away? No, they were under a social monarchy over there. And so the social monarchy, these dickwads, these goddamn aristocrats got together and said, well, we're going to take the guns because this is really nothing you can do because you're not a free people. You're not living under a Bill of Rights. You're not self-governing. We are. And that's the difference. At the Customs massacre, the government sanctioned the wholesale slaughter. Oh, well, I missed something here. Sorry. John Howard, 1996 at the Port Arthur, following the crime and in the wake of national agony, then Prime Minister Howard, John Howard moved to take back all the guns, take back. What do you mean? You had them in the first, you gave them over to them people? No, they belonged to them people, but they couldn't own private property. They didn't have the Bill of Rights. Their guns weren't a part of them. Well, ours are. You're going to find that out in a hard frickin' way. And since the country's founding, the Port Arthur shooting was a tragic time for the Aussies. But the reality is that Australia never really had a mass shooting problem, and gun violence was on the decline before Port Arthur because they just, you know, ran a little program like they did here, not even as well, with some retard that just made some 1,000-yard shots and killed two people with one bullet. I mean, just the most bizarre bullshit you ever seen in your life. And then they declared it. By the power of the Queen, they declared it. Prior to Port Arthur, the worst mass shooting in recent history for Australians was the Coynston massacre. At the Coynston massacre, the government sanctioned the wholesale slaughter of Indigenous Australians. More than 170 men, women, and children were gunned down in a state-approved act of mass murder. Why'd you let them do it, Aussies? You had the guns. You could have declared your goddamn sovereignty, your freedom. You could have had a Bill of Rights. Why did you let it happen? That was illegal. That was legal. I mean, this was legal. In 1996, the government took at least 650,000 guns, or about one-fifth of all guns in the country. Higher estimates put the numbers at 1 million. We had a million. And one-third. Even with possession shaming and amid the fear and threat of prosecution, Australians have yet to give up all their guns. There's somebody over there that got some goddamn sense. It is estimated nearly 300,000 guns are still on the streets in the land down under. These guns don't belong to the law-abiding citizens either. You know, the infringement-abiding citizens. These guys are criminals. They're the bad guys with the guns. Not to mention, as stated above, even if civil war were averted... in the United States, there are over 300 million firearms. Bullshit. Try a billion. There's a goddamn billion of them. 300,000 you can account for. And when you come, you're going to find out there's a whole lot more. An Aussie-style program would never work, even if it was tried. It would lead to massive civil unrest, violence, arrests, and even civil war faster. It's going to be like dropping a match in a goddamn powder magazine with 10,000 pounds of powder. It's going to be, whoop, and they're going to be, whoa, for the kids, too late. You're fucking dead. Not to mention, as stated above, even if civil war were averted and Americans all turned their guns in, boy, you think so? Write it down on a piece of paper and we'll do it. Think? Only the tyrannical state and the criminals would have guns. Duh. And then you could be taken over to that ditch and they show you what that 1.4 million, billion rounds of hollow points are for. They're for putting you out of your misery. Say goodbye to freedom. No, we won't. We'll say hello to freedom. We'll say goodbye to tyrants. Well, the answer is not so bleak or black and white. However, statistically, even with record numbers of guns on the streets, time appears to be one element that lowers violent crime. Even with the worst mass shootings in modern history happening in Vegas, if we looked at the last 100 years in the United States, violent crime is declining. According to official FBI and U.S. Department of Justice reports, the rates of violent crime in the U.S. are now at their lowest level in 40 years. Violent crime rates of 2015 were one quarter the rates of 1933. Other countries are experiencing a similar decline. And with the exception of 2 years deaths of, or 1 or 2 years deaths of law enforcement officers reached their lowest in 50 years as well. And that's going to be going up too as you come to get the guns, boys. In fact, right now, in our history as human species, as a human species, it is the safest time to be alive, not just in America either. All across the planet, despite your television saying otherwise, violence against other humans is declining. In the days of, see, this is what they're going to be their argument, though. I don't give a shit if it's declining. I don't care if it's going up. I don't care if you can get every kid in this country to say, I want the guns to go away. Fuck you. My rights belong to me as an individual. There's only one way they can be removed. Well, there's two ways. You can defeat me in war and take them, which you ain't gonna do because you're fighting the largest army on planet Earth. Or you can go through a process known as the Bill of Rights as the common law, processes. And if you can say that I owe you that gun for something, you could take it that way. Go ahead.
I need some help on a, this person here says that the state rights are superior to the Bill of Rights.
Really? That's easily solved. 1 second here. State rights are superior to the Bill of Rights, huh? Well, the 10th article of the Bill of Rights says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states. That means if something is prohibited by the Constitution to the states, which the Bill of Rights is a part of, it's prohibited in the Bill of Rights, it is prohibited to the states, are reserved to the states or respectively or to the people. That's simple enough, isn't it?
That's what I say, but
the Bill of Rights.
He didn't say nothing. So I guess he don't have argument. He's right here listening.
The Bill of Rights does not say the states are prohibited from having gun control.
Oh yes, it does. You listen if you want to listen, friend. Listen, and I'll tell you. The second article. Don't say amendment. It's a second article. It was one piece of legislation. The Bill of Rights was a single amendment with 10 articles to it, and the 9th article says it can never be changed. The 9th article says it can never be changed. Can you read?
I thought what happened to the other three? I thought there was 13 amendments originally.
The original is 10. 10 articles. That's how it came out by the time it was attached. It was 10 articles.
There was 13 and they didn't pass three of them.
Well, evidently. There's 10. And that 10's a plenty.
They were amendments.
No. There was a single amendment. If you've ever seen an original copy of the Constitution, the First Amendment is the body of the Bill of Rights written in articles. The 9th article to that body of law says that law can never be changed, that nothing, no power can be created in the Constitution to change that body of law, period. You can't have it because it is the maximums and it is the procedures for the common law, which is how we have our self-governance. That's how we execute our lives. We are the sovereigns of this country. There is no government above us. That government, as a government official, they cannot even come into the goddamn common law courts. That's why they had to remove them.
I don't want to give that power to the federal government at any level. You give that power to the federal government, they abuse it.
What power?
You're giving the power to the federal government to control states' law.
They can't. I didn't say they couldn't control state laws. I'm saying that the Bill of Rights is prohibitions to the federal government, and the 10th article says what is prohibited in the Constitution to the feds, like the 9th article prohibits them from touching the Bill of Rights, is prohibited to the states. That's what it says. Read it.
I don't read it that way.
Really? The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states. What do you think they mean? What are they talking about? What's prohibited to the states?
Show me in the Constitution where it says the states are prohibited to have gun control.
I just did.
Where? Where does it say the states are prohibited from having gun control? Show me that.
They are, okay, the powers not delegated to the United States. That means what any authority we didn't give them, okay? By the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. What is prohibited by it to the states? What those 10 articles of that first amendment? That is the Bill of Rights.
Those are prohibitions to the federal government.
What now?
Those 10 amendments stop the federal government from violating those rules.
They have no authority. They can't have. The 9th article says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights defined by law are authorities, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That says they could never have an authority. Huh?
You aren't listening. You're not listening.
No, I'm over the top of the hour, and I got somebody else coming up. Come up tomorrow, and I'll talk to you. I mean, if you can't read, you better get a dictionary and sit down and read these goddamn words, because evidently you can't understand simple English. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the word from the trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay away from the stupid people. Stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with Spike Timmons coming up right behind us here. And that is the word from the trenches.